All right, look at Romans chapter 5, and I want to read one scripture, which we're going to use as our foundation scripture as we make our way through this teaching. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to see what that says. It says, by one man's offense death reigned. Now, that one man was Adam. And because of Adam's sin in the garden, death reigned. Now, we'll talk about that in just a little bit here. And then it says, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So it's two things he wants you to receive, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. What life? This life, by one Jesus Christ. So we're talking about being able to reign. We're talking about being able to not be reigned on, but for us to be able to reign, to take control, to invade places, to be able to change the places for Christ, to not let sickness just come in our house and take over, to not let the devil try to steal our finances or keep us from being as blessed or being a blessing like we want to be, to reign. And so that's what he's saying right there. Now, I want to read that same verse out of Romans chapter 5, verse 17 in the Amplified translation. Here's what it says. But if because of one man's trespass, lapse, or offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in the right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.